I'm joined by Abdul Rahman Hussein once again from Cairo. Abdul, I heard a guy from the Muslim Brotherhood this morning saying that they've been asked to accept the dissolution of Parliament if the election results are going to be announced. Is that the sort of thing you're hearing?
Well, I think they don't have much of a choice either way, but what we're hearing is that the election results have been delayed till maybe Saturday or Sunday because the Electoral Commission has 400 complaints that they have to look into submitted by both sides. But the general thought process at the moment is that there's a sort of kind of like a negotiation, like an unspoken negotiation between the Muslim Brotherhood and the military that will give you the presidential election if you accept the dissolution of parliament. So yeah, that's definitely resonating, that mode of thought.
And how's that going down?
Well, it's being couched in different terms, obviously, because the Muslim Brotherhood they've taken to the streets against the constitutional declaration that has been issued by the military. It was issued by the military as the poll stations closed on the final day of voting. But that's ostensibly the reason, but for some reason, there's suggestions that, in fact, it's actually merely a ploy to ante up the pressure to ensure that nothing goes wrong in the presidential elections.
There's been reports of a military build-up, so security forces build-up in Cairo, and even talk of sort of curfews being imposed. Again, is that something you can confirm?
I can confirm the military build-up and not the curfews. No, I think the curfews has been... What Cairo has been subjected to in the past 2 days have been an incredible amount of rumors, just insane, especially yesterday and the day before. Starting off, obviously, with Mubarak is clinically dead, and then, no, he's not. He's actually alive and well. But there's also been a number of rumors about the Muslim Brotherhood taking up arms and the army is deploying, and actually the army deploying is true, but other things. And then, commanders from the Muslim Brotherhood have been arrested in relation to electoral fraud, etc., etc., etc. And for the most part, that hasn't been true. But the only thing that has been true is the deployment of army troops around the exits and entryways of the capital and other major cities. But that's something that they do that they've done before. So it might have significance. It might not. We don't know yet.
Is the scale of the build-up unusual?
No, they've done that same build-up before. They did it a month ago. I think they've been around for the elections as well. I mean, they're obviously very present during the elections process. I mean, all the poll stations are manned by military personnel. So we have gotten accustomed to their presence in our city and in our streets for a year and a half now, and that's nothing new. The build-up, it could be a precaution. It could be... could be something else. We don't know. They're refusing to say.
The Muslim Brotherhood and the Salafists are asking their supporters to take part in this Restore Legitimacy demonstration in Cairo tomorrow. How do you see that going?
That will be pretty big. I mean, if there's anyone that can mobilize numbers on a wide scale, it's the Muslim Brotherhood and the Salafis. I mean, without a doubt. So it's going to be a big turnout tomorrow. Again, it's the same. I mean, they do have. We have to acknowledge that there is a very good basis for these objections. I mean, this is a democratically elected parliamentary body that has been dissolved by a Supreme Court decision, which in and of itself is fine. But then, when you see what the military did immediately after by issuing this constitutional declaration, giving itself powers that have never been enshrined in any constitution for the military in Egyptian history, and taking control of the constituent assembly that will draft the next constitution. So there is a lot to be, there's a lot to object to. But then there's also at play, there's also the presidential election result hangs in the balance as well. And that is something that is a factor, whether we like it or not. I mean, it could be related to that because of the timing and because of when everything is happening. So everything affects everything else at the moment.
I noticed that the military council said that Hosni Mubarak will be moved to a prison hospital if his condition improves. Are there any more updates on his health?
Well, the latest is that his condition has improved. He's been taken off the life support system. He drifts in and out of consciousness. I doubt that they will move him back. I mean, his health has to increase considerably for them to consider moving him back. I don't think there's any rush to move him back. And it is very possible, by the way, that this is the beginning of the end for Mubarak. I mean, the accounts are that he suffered a brain stroke, that he might not regain all his bodily functions and mental faculties after that. And it might just be a matter of time. So maybe they'll just wait it out and just keep him where he is. He's currently in the Maadi military hospital on the Nile Corniche, which is incidentally the same hospital where his predecessor Anwar Sadat was also confirmed dead.
Just going back to the presidential election results, is there any benign explanation for the delay?
Yes, there is. What's happened is that each campaign has submitted a number of complaints to be reviewed by the Electoral Commission regarding the votes. Morsi's camp have submitted about 130, and Ahmed Shafi's camp have submitted 220. So that's almost 400 complaints. So that it will take some time to review them. What's making people a bit suspicious, however, is that in the first round there were 7 complaints submitted, obviously a less number, but they were almost immediately dismissed. I mean, they barely looked at them. So for them to say we're going to be reviewing these complaints with great detail, it's just adding to the uncertainty. I mean, it could be the very logical explanation, but even if it is, it's still adding to the uncertainty that's engulfing the country at the moment.
The Muslim Brotherhood says that even if all of Shafiq's complaints were accepted and all of theirs rejected, they would still have won. But that's not how the Shafiq campaign is seeing it.
Yeah, the Shafiq campaign are saying the complete opposite. Actually, first of all, the Shafiq campaign have told The Guardian, actually, that the Muslim Brotherhood have counted an extra 2 million votes, that there are only 23.5 million voters, not 25.5 million, which is what the Muslim Brotherhood numbers say. And they're saying they're not saying, but the thing is that the Muslim Brotherhood, honestly, they're the ones who've offered more conclusive proof that they're ahead. But the Shafi campaign is saying that their complaints, or they're insinuating at least, that their complaints cover almost 1 million votes, which would tip the balance. But this could just be, you know, campaign speak. I mean, I don't know how solid this talk is, to be honest.
But they've offered no sort of stamp results by judges.
No, they haven't. The Muslim Brotherhood have. The Muslim Brotherhood have offered all the stamped ballots coming out of every poll, 13,000 poll stations. So, but then the Shafi campaign says that these numbers are wrong. So, you know.
So what's going to happen today? Just more delay and rumors spreading.
Pretty much. That's pretty much what we're looking forward to today. More uncertainty. More. I think from tonight, the Muslim Brotherhood and the Salafis and other political factions, not non-Islamist political factions, will be gathering in the square, and they plan a sit-in, I think, until the election results are announced. So we're just, everybody's waiting.
When's that sit-in due to start?
It's tonight, and then it will continue till tomorrow, and then possibly up until the Electoral Commission announces the results.
Outside Parliament or in Tahrir Square?
In Tahrir Square, but Parliament is not far from Tahrir Square at all. It's just up the road to the left. It's only maybe about 300, 400 meters away from Tahrir. There have been some, I mean, in the protest on Tuesday, some people left Tahrir and went to protest in front of Parliament, although the numbers weren't that big. But yeah, it's very close. It's almost the same area.
Okay, Abdu. Thanks very much. Cheers.
Thank you, Matthew.